The passion story of Christ is a love story. It is the story of God sending His one and only Son, the Holy Lamb of God, to redeem all of humanity in a sacrificial act of love so that we might be eternally united with the Creator of the universe. It is the story of Jesus who willingly came to give His life for my soul. Christ's message of love was captivating to a people who had lost direction in their spiritual journey. His teachings reached deep into their souls and kindled a desire to experience the God of whom He spoke in new and fresh ways.
Everywhere Jesus went, crowds followed Him, hanging on His every word. His presence in any gathering was marked by miraculous healings, promises of eternal hope, and teachings about the unconditional love of God.
Jesus had been ministering for nearly 3 years. Now He was headed to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast with His closest followers.
Never were the crowds more enthusiastic about Jesus than on this day, as He triumphantly entered Jerusalem riding a donkey. His followers greeted Him, waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel."
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Following his death, Jesus was buried in a tomb and the entrance sealed by a large stone. But the resiliency of love did not end with his crucifixion. God's unwavering commitment to the human race was not derailed by the selfish exploits of those who had rejected the claims of Christ.
It was now dawn on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he had promised. Go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus is alive."
In one final act of redeeming love, God had overcome death with life. The wondrous love of Christ could not be defeated. Jesus was alive. Jesus is alive. Thanks be to God.